I know that there are people that are trapped. They're stuck on stupid. They're stuck on broke. They're stuck on tricking and scamming. They're stuck on desperation. They're stuck on bad choices. They're stuck in lust. And they really want to change. They've cried about it. They felt guilty. But today something went off in your head. That if you make a decision, I change the direction of the way I think, then I can change the direction of the way I live. The warfare is in your mind. It's not in your checkbook. It's not in your savings account. It's not on your job. The fight that you got to fight is in your mind.
Don't look for no big castle to come out of the sky. We are the sky. What we looking to change, we must change. And the only way to change is make sure you ain't doing the same thing every day of your life.
I don't care who you are. I don't care what title you hold. I don't care what position you're in. I don't care what it looks like to people. This is not about people. This is about your life. There is nothing as powerful as a changed mind.
I don't expect you to believe in my dream like I believe in my dream. And the problem with some of y'all is you want somebody else to support your dream. It's yours. I don't owe you a dime. It's your dream. If you want it to happen, get your butt up and make it happen. If you want it to happen, rise and grind. If you want it to happen, you're going to have to do what I do, and that's get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. If you want it to happen, that means you're going to have to get home at 2:15 and get your butt up at 5 so you can get to Detroit by 6.
It's very important to sort of move on. And I think also losses make you stronger. It's important to learn out of those mistakes. And then you become better and a better player. You work harder. You
know, this is your host, Dr. Adrian Belair. And welcome to the Power of Your Destiny broadcast. You know, I always say that as long as we're dealing in this world where the enemy has his opportunity to try to stop us from what we're doing, then he'll do everything in his power. But thank God the devil is alive. We're scrambling around here trying to get another computer system up. One went, our main system went haywire and the microphones and all, but God is still good. We are so happy to have you here with us. Hey, call your friends and tell them we are on the air. 347-215-8947. This is your host, Dr. Adrian Butler, and this is the Power of Your Destiny, part of the Christian Lifestyle Network. So happy to have you all with us here on today. We're going to be interviewing two a dynamic young man and their mother, Cleveland and Samuel. We are so blessed to have them here with us on today. We're going to be talking about the latest campaign that they're working on and what God has labored in their hearts to bring to our nation. You know, right now we have Black Lives Matter and we have Blue Lives Matter and everybody's lives matter, and nobody is bringing out the dynamic and the component that Jesus matters. And if Jesus matters to you, then you matter to him. We have totally, and the amazing part is that we have a lot of Christians who have gotten so caught up in the dynamics of what's going on that they have forgotten that we, first and foremost, we are called by the name of the Most High God. We are called by the name of Jehovah, called by Yahweh, called by Yeshua. We are called by his name. And if we recognize that his name matters, then every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Every fortress and stronghold can never stand against the name of Jesus. So I'm just so happy today to have you here with me. I'm telling you, I'm on fire today. I'm so happy to have you here with us today on the Power of Your Destiny broadcast, part of the Christian Lifestyle Network. Want to encourage you to be part of the Christian Lifestyle family. We have so much going on. You know, we just revamped the website a few weeks ago, and we're just so excited of what's going on the website and what's going on with the Christian Lifestyle Network. You know, if you go to the through our homepage, you can go to the Christian Lifestyle Network. You know, if your fingers get tired there, you can just type out CLN shop. com, and it'll take you there also. And we have some dynamic things that are going on there right now on the Christian Lifestyle Network. Just launched a few different pages on that site. We got some that are under construction, but stay with us. It won't be long before the whole site will be 100% operational, everything rebuilt and restructured and ready for those that want to serve God and want to be into what God is into. We got right now, in the name of Jesus. You know, we just started one of our new pages that we just started. We right now, if you are clergy or going into the ministry, we have clergy apparel there. We're getting all of the garments loaded there, and all the jewelry for ministers loaded there, and your accolades and things that you need it for your ministerial and religious ceremonies will be there, your robes, the whole gamut, and we'll ship those to you. And if you're real, real nice, and if you pray real good, we might even ship them to you free. Go there. That's one of the new product lines that we have. You know, we always had men's clothing and women's clothing, and we've even expanded and expanding our furniture line there. We also have our kids' corner, which we're so proud of that. On our kids' corner, you know, we'll post videos there that the young ones can go on the site and they can listen, they can look at and read content that is good for them to read, and videos that they can look at that you don't have to worry about whether it's cursing or whether it's ungodly material there, because the Christian Lifestyle Network, we will never put anything on our site that will be detrimental to your family. We want to promote 110%. I know it's no such thing, but to show you how committed we are, we want to commit 100% of what we do to a Christian lifestyle, and that is a clean lifestyle, a holy lifestyle. So there'll never be anything on any of our websites that will be detrimental to your family. It will be a safe place for your family. You know, it's where we stay, where salt and light gather. Also, you know, there's a new film that's coming out. I'm so excited about it. It is called Faith Song. And guess who's in this great movie? Well, let me tell you, we got Hayden McCoy. She's starting in it. Hayden is a young lady that's acting. She's taking on the lead role in this. And also, I don't know if you've ever heard of him. If you're from the southern region or know anything about South Carolina football or even San Francisco football, Mr. Marcus Lattimore is also in that movie. And guess who? Yours truly, Dr. A. Jerome Butler, is in the movie as well. So excited to be a part of that movie as well. Well, we're going to take a few moments. We're going to have some audio clips, and then we're going to come back, talk with Vicki Lynch and her two sons, Samuel and Cleveland, and find out about this great campaign they have going on, to include their shirts. You can buy their shirts as well at the Christian Lifestyle Network on that website. They start at $15. I want to encourage you to support it. If you hear them today, go there and support. Buy your shirt, and we'll ship that shirt to you, and it'll be just the right size. And you may want to buy 9, 10, maybe for your youth group. Maybe you want to buy some for your family, or if you got a family reunion come up. Guess what? If all of you all could bust out there with a I Matter to Jesus t-shirt, man, I tell you, that would be exciting. That would be something else. So we'll be right back after these audios. We're going to play an audio by one of my favorite little guys, the Kid President. If you hadn't heard of him, you're getting ready to hear a little something from him here. And he's going to be talking to young people on their first day into the world. And it is the Kids President. Of course, we'll also have a few audios here by Bishop T.D. Jakes. We'll have but we're going to play one right now by Liam. You know, I love this. In fact, Liam, she is a wonderful, wonderful artist. She loves God. Tell you what, we're going to shift a little bit. It's going to be a little bit more dicey. We're going to shift a little bit. We have a message for humanity. You know, with all the hatred that's going on, we've got to change how we see each other and how we love one another. So listen to this audio, and then we'll come back with the audio a little bit later on about a limb, and then we'll have one by the Kid President. And we'll be right back with you. Again, this is Dr. A. Jerome Butler, host of the Christian Lifestyle Network, host of the Power of Your Destiny a broadcast, part of the Christian Lifestyle Network. Call your friends and family, 347-215-8947. They can be a part of the broadcast on today, and we'll be right back for these audios.
Hi, this is Dr. Soretta Smith, and you're listening to the Christian Lifestyle Network.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate, has goose-stepped us into misery and bloodshed. We have developed speed, but we have shut ourselves in. Machinery that gives abundance has left us in want. Our knowledge has made us cynical, our cleverness hard and unkind. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent, and all will be lost. The aeroplane and the radio have brought us closer together. The very nature of these inventions cries out for the goodness in men, cries out for universal brotherhood, for the unity of us all. Even now, my voice is reaching millions throughout the world, millions of despairing men, women, and little children, victims of a system that makes men torture and imprison innocent people. To those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish. Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes, men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You are men. You have the love of humanity in your hearts. You don't hate. Only the unloved hate, the unloved and the unnatural. Soldiers, don't fight for slavery, fight for liberty. In the 17th chapter of St. Luke it is written, the kingdom of God is within man, not one man nor a group of men, but in all men, in you. You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world. That will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world, to do away with national barriers, to do away with greed, with hate and intolerance. Let us fight for a world of reason. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Soldiers, in the name of democracy, let us all unite!
There's a lot that the kids need to know. A letter to a person on their first day here. Today, over 360,000 babies will be born, and you are one of them. Welcome, this is the world. It's a pretty cool place. There's lots to see, smell, there's corn dogs. I'm getting ahead of myself. There's just so much to do. Singing. Dancing. Oh, and laughing. Laughing's the best. It's especially great when you laugh and milk comes out of your nose.
But only if you just had milk.
Otherwise, it's just gross.
Some days gross things will happen. Some days awesome things will happen. Some days you'll get ice cream. And some days you won't.
Some days your kite will fly high. Some days you get stuck in the tree.
It's just how it is here. There's plenty of reasons to dance. You just gotta look for them. Don't worry, though. You won't be doing this alone. You're gonna meet lots of people here. Some of them will be really nice, and some won't be. It's not that they can't be. It's just, maybe they're just having a bad day. Being a person is hard sometimes. You should give people high fives just for getting out of bed. Oh, high fives. I forgot to explain that. How do I explain this? It's kind of, high fives are like hitting someone who is your friend. That's really bad. Just treat everybody like it's their birthday, even if they don't deserve it. Because we all mess up sometimes. The biggest mess up, not forgiving each other's mess ups. Maybe you'll be a teacher. Maybe you'll be president. Maybe you'll cure every disease ever. You might even see the Grand Canyon, swim in the ocean. Ah, this is so much. It's a lot. Try this. Take a breath. Isn't that amazing? It's called breathing. You're going to do it a lot, but nobody knows exactly how much. So enjoy it. Pay attention. Take brain pictures. Because amazing things will happen every day. You're going to do so much. But it's not about what you do. It's about who you are. And you, you're awesome. You're made that way. You're made from love, to be loved, to spread love. Love is always louder, no matter what. Even if hate has a bullhorn, love is louder. Let your life be loud. Let's shout to the world. Things can be better. It's okay about all the mess ups.
Going back to room.
Sorry, I'm just keep bringing that up. I don't think I told you this yet. We're really glad you're here. We don't say that enough to each other here. Because, well, life gets busy. You're going to be important, and you're going to do a lot. And you're going to smell great, but don't get too busy. Remember to let everybody know you're glad they're here. You don't have to remember all this right now. You're going to need a pep talk sometimes, and that's okay. For now, remember this. You're awake. You're awesome. Live like it.
This is Reverend Timothy Williams, pastor of the Montmorency Missionary Baptist Church of Montmorency, South Carolina. You are tuned in to the Power of Your Destiny broadcast. May God bless you and may heaven smile upon you.
And that was Kid President. You know, you are awesome. You need to live like it. Can you just imagine if we all would just overcome all of the hatred in the world with love? One kind word, one kind action at a time. If we could just share the love of Christ with everyone we come in contact with, the way we could change the world. I mean, we've allowed ourselves to get so caught up in so many things that people have dictated that are important that are really just not really that important. You know, race and color and economics and all of these things, we have risen to such importance that it has caused us to be separate and caused us to be, you know, small-minded and caused us to look at one another without clear vision, without love, without a Christian perspective. We've stopped praying for one another. Man, if we could get back to the place where God would have us to have the heart of a child, the heart of innocence, I tell you what, the world would change. You can watch kids on the playground that haven't come in contact with ABC News and Fox News and MSNBC and the hate mongers that we have in the world. You can watch them out on the playground, and they're not worried about whether you live in the ghetto or whether you stay in a mansion high on the hill. They're not worried about if you're in an urban area or if you're in the most rural area or suburbs. They're not concerned about that. Only thing they know is, here's somebody I can play with. And they find themselves, a child heart finds that thing that makes us alike. And they don't even pay attention to the things that make them different. We teach them the things that make them different. We teach them hatred. We teach them the things that are ungodly and unchristlike. And I tell you what, I pray right now that our nation starts to have the heart of children. And I'm so happy to have our guest on today with us, Sister Vicki Lynch and her two boys, Cleveland and Samuel. God bless you all. Welcome to the Power of Your Destiny broadcast.
Good evening, Pastor Butler.
Hi, Pastor Butler. Hi, Pastor Butler.
Thank you so much for having us this evening.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you all here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Welcome to the Power of Your Destiny broadcast. Sister Lynch, would you introduce your boys, or they can introduce themselves however you want to do it, but would you introduce yourself and your boys to us?
Yes, sure. My name is Vicki Lynch. I am the founder and director of Words from a Childlike Heart. It's a ministry that God blessed us to start with in 2014. And for the past 2 years, God has been doing some amazing things. Both of my children are co-founders. They're actually the ones who came to me one day and said, Mommy, Jesus is our superhero. And we wrote our first poem called Superhero. And from that one poem, it turned into a volume of 3 poems. And people started asking us questions about how to teach your children the word, how to write. And we realized it was more than just writing. It was really a ministry. So I'll let my children introduce themselves, starting with my younger son, my older son.
Hi, my name is Cleveland Lynch, and I am 8 years old.
Well, welcome, Cleveland. Tell us a little bit about yourself. What are you in school? What grade are you in?
I'm going to 3rd grade.
Awesome. And what do you like doing in 3rd grade? What do you think is going to be your passion when you get to the 3rd grade?
Math, reading.
Oh, awesome.
Computer.
Well, good. Those are some subjects you can probably help Dr. Butler with, I'm telling you. Well, welcome to the Power of Your Destiny broadcast.
Thank you for having me.
All right.
And here's my younger son.
Hi, my name is Samuel Lynch. I'm 6 years old.
Hi, Samuel. I have a 6-year-old also. Are you rambunctious and like running around the house also?
Yes.
Are you going to the 1st grade or are you going to the 2nd grade?
1st.
Awesome. So you had a great time in kindergarten, I take it. Did you have a good time in kindergarten?
Yes.
Very good. Wonderful. Well, Sister Lynch, why don't you share with the audience, we know that your sons have done some recording, have done some poetry, but now you guys have done some traveling and done some award-winning work with your music. Share some of that with the Power of Your Destiny audience, if you don't mind.
Yes, God is so good. We released our CD single, We Have Clean Hands, in 2015. And at the end of that year, God connected us with Pastor Teresa Jordan of the Praise Factor platform. And she encouraged me to look into the platform. And as I did, we just had our supporters just supporting the children through the rounds of voting. They were nominated in 2 categories. They won in both categories, Praise and Worship Duo and Contemporary Christian Duo. And through that connection, they were able to travel to the Bahamas April of this year to minister at the Miles E. Monroe Diplomat Center and to sing their single. And they actually gave their first motivational speech about Jonah. So it was a blessed time.
Oh, good. Great. Now Cleveland, can you share with us how was that experience going over to the Bahamas? How was that for you?
It made me feel happy and proud of myself and what God helped me do.
Amen. Wonderful. Samuel, did you get a little nervous with your motivational speaking and with your song, or did you have the boldness of a lion? When you went to the Bahamas, were you a little nervous?
No, God helped me.
God helped you. Amen. Well, hey, I've been doing this for 21 years, and he's helped me through always, so I know the feeling. But we're so proud of everything you boys are doing. Well, would you like to share something with the audience, Samuel, about your ministry?
I youth ambassador.
You're a youth ambassador. Wonderful. Well, praise God. We need more ambassadors. You know, we need people that will come and share who God is and share his love with people that don't know God and stand in a right place for God. So that is awesome that you're a youth ambassador. Cleveland, did you, when you were over in the Bahamas, can you tell us how did you like that? Was it a real, real good experience for you and talking in front of everybody? Because you were at a world-famous center there, Dr. Miles Monroe, great old friend of ours who passed some years ago. We were just so happy to know that you all went to a place that he founded and it was erected in his honor. So how was that experience for you?
It's so good to preach and sing in front of other people. It was cool going to Dr. Monroe's church.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I know you guys had a great time. Sister Lynch, if you will, share with us a little bit more of your ministry. You know, I know the boys are traveling right now and doing tours. And I tell you, Praise Factor has done some great things over the years. We have kind of run on the peripheral of circles with Pastor Teresa out of Atlanta. But some artists have come out of there and been on our show. So and have propelled to other things. So share with us a little bit more about your ministry. And you and I are working very close in tandem on this movement that you have at the Christian Lifestyle Network. So share with us a little bit more dynamics of or some more spokes that you have in your ministry that we can share with the audience.
Sure. So as we said, we started off writing just one poetry turned into books. And then in 2015, God blessed us to meet our wonderful producers, Mr. Michael Upshaw and Mr. Dexter Moore. And they produced our single, We Have Clean Hands. So I never thought that God would take us from books to music. And now we're actually venturing out into apparel. And I thank you for supporting us with that, because that was something that just came this summer with everything that's been going on with throughout the world with the violence. And the kids just woke up one day and they just said, Mommy, I am. And we just said, I am a child of the King. And we put attention on who they are in Christ and who Jesus Christ is. So the ministry is really venturing out into a lot of different arenas, and it's been a blessing being connected with Pastor Teresa Jordan, and she's the one who actually told me one day that the Lord laid it on my heart to call your children youth ambassadors. So okay. That was amazing, and that was such a prophetic declaration over their lives. And when she did that, I sat them down, and I explained to them, I said, you know, that is a special title that has been placed over your lives, and to explain to them what an ambassador is. So that's why Samuel is happy to say, I'm a youth ambassador, and they've really accepted that position.
Amen. Amen. And that's that is a coveted spot with a very beautiful mantle attached to it. And so I know they are doing a great job with traveling and all that they're doing. So, boys, would y'all share with us, or Mom, if you can share with us what you guys have coming up, any upcoming projects?
We're working on a CD.
Oh, awesome. Is it a tippy-top secret, or is it something you can share with us?
It's a few songs.
It's a few songs. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Well, when do you think the CD will be out? Because Dr. Butler can't wait to hear it, and I'd love to get it on the Christian Lifestyle Network and share it with the world. So when do you think the CD is going to be completed and out?
Next year.
Next year. Wonderful. Can you share with me maybe one of the songs and what one of the songs mean to you that you're working on, either Cleveland or Samuel? Can you share with me any of the songs and maybe what it means to you to sing some lyrics from your song?
You're my friend.
Let's sing a little.
Amen.
Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you, you're my friend.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, you're my friend.
So that's a little of the song that they wrote themselves.
Praise God. You guys got me over here clapping, so amen. Great. That is so wonderful. You guys got me over here clapping. I can't wait to play it in our church. And so that sounds like a wonderful anthem that I can hear children choirs and I can hear the heart of children singing. And I can just hear, it's something about when the Holy Spirit is in something, Sister Lynch, Samuel, and Cleveland.
Yes.
When the Holy Spirit is on something, that the purity comes out. And you don't need a lot of felonious words, a lot of magnanimous expressions, just the simplicity of love and the simplicity of connected with the Holy Spirit. It destroys yokes and it builds people up. So thank you all so much for sharing that with me. That is awesome. I can't wait. This is 2015, so I'm waiting on 2016 to come along so I can get my CD.
Thank you so much. Amen. We will definitely keep you posted. And like you said, that's one of the reasons why I believe God gave us our ministry name, Words from a Childlike Heart. Everything is done in a kid-friendly way and with sincere hearts before God. So I'm grateful that it's really touching children. And my older son will tell you another project that we have coming out next year, too.
Wonderful. Okay.
This poetry book.
Really? Okay. Great. Do you have a poem you can share with me, Cleveland or Samuel? Is there a poem that you guys can share with me, or do you do one together? Is there one you can share with me and to my audience?
Oh, sure. Yes, we'll actually get the book now. It's a book where we have 41 different poems.
Okay.
And we'll share one of our limericks with you. So we teach other children different forms of poetry. And this is a limerick about Moses parting the Red Sea. So the title is
Open Says Me.
Open Moses, says me. There you go.
Moses came to the Red Sea. Lord, I need you to guide me. He helped me. He held up his stick. It wasn't a trick. God parted the way to the flea.
Hello?
Amen. Amen. That was beautiful. Wonderful. All right.
Yes, so that was a limerick poem.
Right. Well, like I said, I have a six-year-old. I know she will enjoy reading those poems. And I, as a father, I like to read to her at night and like to read to her. And, you know, there's not a lot of material that's out there that that we can really, really share with our young people. Music-wise, you know, the Disney Channel, and me and my wife, we look and we kind of close our eyes and close our ears and just pray there's nothing that, if there is a clean song on there, excuse me all, but you all know how I feel if you've been listening to us, then the little girls are half naked, you know, or they're talking about dating and they're 6 and 7 years old. So we've got to get back to making sure our children receive good, clean content to go into their gates, you know, because whatever, you know, it's not defiled that what goes in a person, what's defiled is what comes out. But what's in a person, you know, what goes in them is what changes their heart to become defiled. So, Sister Lynch, thank you for your sons and your heart of putting together these ministries and you know, the songs and the
thank
books,
you.
The poetry, and this ministry that you all are doing, because I'm telling you, our young people need it. They need to have encouragement at their level, at their level. You know, my 6 year old, she's reading 2 or 3 words. You know, sometimes she might read a 5 or 6 letter word, and I'm just so amazed. But I don't expect her to read the lexicon that I read. So she needs material at her level. So I want to thank you all so much for your commitment and what you're doing. And we're going to play a little audio. And will you all stay with us? And when we come back, I want you all, if you will, talk with us a little bit more about this campaign going on with your apparel line, as well
definitely.
As any upcoming projects. Okay?
Yes,
so we're going to
yes,
take just a few
will.
Moments. Wonderful, wonderful. We're going to take a few moments with a little audio break here. And, you know, just kind of, I call it paying the bills, tell you once again about the Power of Your Destiny broadcast, which I'm on right now, and the Christian Lifestyle Network. You can go to clnshop.com, and you can look at some of the great things, great offerings we have going on there. And guess what? If you purchase something, your first purchase at the Christian Lifestyle Network, we don't care what it is, we want you just to come in and get everything. We want you to shop there, get all of your clothing, apparel, your children's clothes there, all of your entertainment, your furniture. See, this is what, you know, what's different than the Christian Lifestyle Network than when you shop at Amazon and eBay and all of these other places is there's a portion of what you give, if you're a good steward of God's money, of what you give that goes back into ministry, goes back into foreign ministry. We support AIDS hospitals in Africa and Uganda. We support orphanages in India, there in Madras, India. We support, in fact, we just had another pastor that came online, and he's just excited about coming online and partnering with me in our ministry. And having us to, I'm not bishop over anybody, but just kind of have us be a part of his ministry and encourage him in his ministry. So what you give is not going into the coffers of sending that little six-year-old girl I was talking about. It's not going to send her to a school that no other child can go to, but it is going to go to buying backpacks and school supplies and blessing young children who may not have an opportunity to have some of the things that's needed. It's going to go to feeding the poor. There is a portion, of course, we do have business expense because it is a business, but there is still a portion of that of my vision that's going to go to it's going to go back into the community. Now, I told my wife last night, one of the things that I'm praying about, and you pray with me also, that I'm praying about the church that I pastor, Mount Pleasant Baptist Church. My prayer is one day we're going to be in a position where we cannot just give a child $2,000 or $3,000 or a couple of hundred dollars here or there when they're in college. I have a vision to fully fund 1 year of a child that qualifies every year of giving at least $40,000 towards education of a child going to college. That is where my heart is. And so part of the Christian Lifestyle Network, what we're doing is we're building to get us there where we can fully fund a child to go. And look, break my heart. Just go on and buy everything that you want to from us. Bless the name of God as we have offerings. Go on and just break my heart and get us there sooner where we can support 3 or 4 children or 50 children and pay their way to college and know that God's people. Because understand this, right now, there is close to $70 million. Hear me closely, knock on the door and everything else, $70 million that comes in. And this is America, just America only. $70 million per Sunday that comes into churches every single Sunday. Now, I'm just one person. We are just one ministry. But that's where our heart is to make sure. I mean, you know, what would happen if we would start, you know, every church would fund for a child to go fully paid to college? You understand what I'm saying? So that's where my heart is. So when you support the Christian Lifestyle Network, you're not just supporting a lifestyle of Dr. Butler. Look, like I said, I write books. I thank God. I pastor. God has really been good to us. But you're also helping to support the vision of this ministry by partnering with us. It could be $1 at a time, but by partnering with us, you're partnering with the future. And we're going to give the devil a knockout blow. We're going to do some things that are extraordinary that he's not expecting and that the world is not expecting for the church and for Christians to do. We want to be uncommon Christians with a spirit of excellence, and the only way we can do that is with your support and with God's divine help. So when we come back, we're going to talk with Sister Lynch and her sons about their apparel line and some other projects they have. And I want to encourage you to go there. You know, we have backpacks are in right now. We college backpacks. Man, I'm excited about that, that we got have come in. Support your college team. You know, I'm a Michigan Wolverine, so the backpacks are there. Don't tell Sister Butler I'm ordering mine. I'm going to have my backpack, and man, I'm going to sport it around with my Michigan hat and everything else, you know. but right there, we got Alabama and Georgia. 40 different college teams there, and our lines of offerings are expanding every single day. And so we want to encourage you, go on to Christian Lifestyle Network and make that, put that in your history. Make that one of the websites that you can go and you can shop. You can go there and get these offerings. And like I said, hear me closely. This you're going to miss this, and this is the one thing. You know, we started this about 2 weeks ago, and it's amazing. About 2 weeks ago, we started a campaign that, you know, that anyone that would subscribe, they're on the website. And if you go to the front page, you'll see where you can subscribe. We will put your hat in a drawing for $100. Now, this is what's amazing to me. At the same time, with your first purchase, you'll get $20 off of your purchase, with your first purchase with the Christian Lifestyle Network. Now, 2 weeks ago, not one person, hear me closely, now, I got 61,000 listeners. It's amazing to me. I'm not going to put your name in a hat. I'm not going to put your name in a hat. But not one person has subscribed to try to win this $100. I can keep it in my pocket, and we can send it overseas or send it wherever. Of course, we're trying to build a mailing list and keep you involved in what's going on with the Christian Lifestyle Network. But it would be a shame if one person would just enter when we have the drawing, because no one else did, they win the $100 without any other competition. So it would make it completely easy. But we don't want easy, you know, we don't want easy. So tell your friends and your family members, go there on the front page and have them to go on and subscribe. We would love for them to keep up what's going on, and we would love to give away this $100. We don't want to keep it. We've already earmarked it for this campaign of what we're doing, and we would love to give it to you so it can bless your heart, bless your soul. It's going to be in a gift card, so it won't be with our company. So you don't have to worry about just spending it with us. It'll be a $100 gift card. But it's just amazing. Not one person has signed up for this for this $100 giveaway. And so, which is fine for us. We can earmark and put it back in the ministry, but we would love for somebody to take it off our hands. Can you imagine that? $100, nobody wants it. But anyway, so anyway, this is your host, Dr. A. Jerome Butler. This is the Power of Your Destiny broadcast, part of the Christian Lifestyle Network, 347-215-8947. We'll be right back after these messages. Can you imagine?
Hi, this is Crystal Williams, host of Beauty Essentials, where we are bringing you, that's right, the man and the woman, timeless beauty for your mind, your body, and your spirit. Make sure you tune in every Tuesday and Friday evenings at 7 p.m., where you will be enlightened, inspired, and empowered, right here on the Christian Lifestyle Network. Stay beautiful, be you, and God bless.
I engage a page, turn a burner, stage the fragrance, raises similar to native sages, saging, unlocking a cage of praises for rock of ages, let random rambling rappers rant and raving, inflame verbs to your nerve endings, literally feeling these words in my tendons, and rattling occupants of the venue sinews, while the eulogy be orchestrating continuous crescendos. Excellent, been down since Exodus. Like, what if the Egyptians and Israelites joined forces? That would force a forfeit, huh? And it's hard to drive hard when your hard drive keeps needing a force quit. To learn to speak immigrants, yep. The language of the broken, like the system in their English. I speak with heaven's accent, angelic dialect, rapping my coast as if that spirit realm had ocean. Excellent, that's what you should expect from us. Least we can do to say thank you for how we blessed us. All else is blasphemy, disagree, get at me. And he with low standards don't get no mics on. The stage that I stand on to battle with the stakes for the rights to kick the mic for a couple more bars. No YouTube channels for rap battles or cash prizes. Just keeping you cool when heat rises. Nick breaks, concussions, gashes, and bruises. It's real manhood with the monthly bills to prove it. Start with me, my art archery aims for the dark meat. Your albums are full of more fights than shark week. Excellent, my writing remains with such serious symbolism. Styles are plenty, pages get get the let out like Jimmy. Homie, I am not kidding, there's no play date. Muscled up a hustle, a street name, the DBA. Excellent.
Hey, Kat.
Jesus.
Oh, it's been a long time.
Yeah, I didn't expect to see you here.
Whoa, what's that smell?
The smell? Oh, well, that's my trash. I'm a little embarrassed about it.
Oh, well, is that why you've been avoiding me?
Avoiding you? I haven't really been avoiding you. I just, you know, I don't want to get close to you. I mean, I don't want you to smell it.
I'll take it, Kat. Come on.
Oh, no. That's okay. I mean, I made it. It's my trash. You know, I should carry it. It's okay.
Yeah, but Kat, I mean, this is my job.
Right.
I take people's trash. That's what I do, so.
Right. Okay. Well, maybe I could go and just clean it up a little bit, you know, and then I'll come back.
No, Kat, I don't need you to do that. Okay. I'll take it from you so you don't have to carry the weight.
Oh, well, I.
Come on. Just hand it over.
All right.
Let go. Yeah. How's that feel?
Weird. Wow. That is crazy.
Yeah, just loosen it up a little bit.
Check that out. I don't know if I've ever moved like that before.
Well,
I mean, that is crazy. I feel so free and alive.
The lack of trash.
Wow. It's just like, this is the craziest feeling I have ever had. It's like something's missing, you know?
Well, Get used to feeling free, because that's what you are now.
Right, okay.
What are you doing?
I got to get one thing, okay? Hold on just a minute.
Get
here.
One thing? No. Don't open the bag.
Jesus, thank you so much for your sacrifice. I really appreciate all that you've done for me.
What's going on here, Kat?
What?
Look, I'll take the trash, but you need to put that back.
Oh, no, actually, that's okay. This is mine. It's my piece. I want to keep it.
No, it goes right back in the bag, so I'll help you. Here,
no,
it here.
No, Jesus, I need to remind myself not to make more trash. I mean, that just
Kathleen,
makes sense.
Kathleen, I will remind you not to make more trash,
oh,
okay?
Oh, well, Jesus, you know.
That's what I do. I mean, we'll walk together.
I know, but I should be in a better place than this by now. I mean, I'm constantly doing things wrong, you know, and I'm constantly letting you down.
No, the only thing that's letting me down is you taking the stuff back.
Okay.
Look, I took care of the trash before you even created it. Look, don't you see what's happening? Every time I take your trash away, you come back and take another piece. And the more pieces you carry around, the more trash you attract. It reeks. Kat, when I look at you, I don't see your sin. I see you. The real you, the free you. This is what I'm fighting for. This is what I died for.
Jesus, I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
I've already forgiven you. The question is, will you forgive yourself?
You are listening to the Christian Lifestyle Network.
And we're back. This is your host, Dr. Harry Jerome Butler, and we're back. That first piece was Propaganda. You know, I love that brother. Oh my God, he is just really, really. There's a different connection that he has with words and connect with the spirit. And I know, I'm an old guy. I'm not supposed to like that. I know I'm pastoring and. You know, he taught seminary, and you're supposed to be sophisticated. I know all of that, guys. But look, truth doesn't matter who tells it. Truth does not matter who tells it. I love truth, and I love the way
yes.
some of these young people present it. It is such a blessing, and that young man has he just has you know a word artist like him and Jannetty and. And Liam, and there's some others that are out there. I'm just in awe of how God has placed within them, how to put together words of grace, mercy, love, and just bring them to the heart of people. And we have some people with us on today that are just like that as well. Sister Lynch and her two boys, Samuel and Cleveland. God bless you all, and welcome back to the Power of Your Destiny broadcast.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
Oh, that is so awesome. Hey, would you all share with us, we got about 5 minutes, would you share with us any about the new campaign that you have going, Sister Lynch, with this apparel line that you guys have with us? And I know you're doing with some, you know, something like a Kickstarter campaign also. But we're just so happy to have you guys on the show, and we're happy to host you on our website and the things that you're doing. I'm just in awe of what you guys are doing. So would you share the campaign with us, please?
Thank you so much. Yes, I'm going to have my older son come up with the name. Tell him the name that we have.
I am a child of the King.
Yeah, so we started the I Am a Child of the King campaign. And while we were brainstorming, because we saw so many children and heard so many families that are fearful of what's going on with the police brutality and racism, we came up with two different shirts. One shirt, why don't you tell them, Sam? One shirt is our what?
I Matter.
And then we have another shirt.
Jesus Matters.
And we have the scriptures that God gave us for the shirts. I Matter comes from Psalm 139:14, and Jesus Matters comes from John 3:16. So we just wanted other children to be able to validate themselves and declare who they are. And, of course, we also wanted to put the focus on Jesus, because everybody is saying they matter, but I wasn't hearing too many people talking about Christ and salvation.
You're right. And you know, Sister Lynch and Samuel and Cleveland, it's so easy for us to get distracted with what's going on in the world. And we, you know, what the enemy wants us to do and what the world wants us to do is to keep our minds off and our eyes off of Christ. If we can just, if we can focus on other things, then we can't focus on Him. And you guys, as ambassadors for Christ, you guys kind of keep us lined up to kind of remind us, hey, guys, you say you love the Lord, you say you're a Christian, you guys need to keep your eyes on Christ. So thank you all so much for coming up with this campaign. Can you share with us some things that are coming up for you guys? Any projects coming up? I know you have the CD, but anything coming up? Do you have any big engagements or venues coming up?
Our Facebook.
All right. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yes.
And what's the name of the book going to be?
Theo and Izzy, the Word Seekers.
All right. Hey, I'm going to have to steal some of your titles here. Do you have that copywritten? I like that.
Just got that one copywritten with the 41 poems. So that's going to be amazing project. We're looking for April 2017 for that project
Praise
to come
God.
Out.
You just beat me to it. Doggone it, you just beat me to it. So wonderful. We look forward to that book coming out and the CDs. And I'd just like to say, Sister Lynch, you guys have anything? We got about 2 minutes. Do you have anything you'd like to share before we let you go? Oh, yeah. Please share how they can get in contact with you all. We want to make sure you do that very quickly before we go off the air here.
Sure. Our website is wordsfromachildlikeheart.com. They can go through our website, and through our site you'll be able to see our social media platforms. We're on Facebook at Words from a Childlike Heart. We're on Twitter at Words from a Child, and then we have our YouTube channel where you can see some of our videos, testimonials of how people have been blessed with our ministry. So that's how you're able to get in touch with us.
Wonderful, wonderful. Samuel, Cleveland, Sister Lynch, thank you all so much for being a part of the show. I pray God's best on your ministry and all that you all do.
Thank you for having us. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much, Pastor Butler. You know, it's one thing when God gives you a vision, but it's truly a blessing when He connects you with people who can help you run with what He's giving you. So the support you've given us for our campaign and just giving us this avenue to promote our ministry and what God is doing is truly a blessing to us, and I really thank you for that.
Thank you all so much. Thank you. And as Sister Vicki Lynch and her sons, Samuel and Cleveland and their ministry is Words from a Childlike Heart. And you know what? It is such a blessing to see God bless families to work together, she and her boys. And I want to ask you to really support them as you go forth this week. And I want you to remember, we're going to be praying for you. Be praying for us. We're still convalescing from knee surgery, but pray for us. We're going to be up on our feet. We are claiming a total and complete healing in the name of Jesus. We're banding together and rebuking the enemy. But I want you to remember to love God, love life. Keep the light on. We'll see you next time here on the Power of Your Destiny broadcast.